One of our listeners says that he would declare domestic socialists a national emergency. You know, maybe that's not a bad idea. That is an existential threat to this country. Socialism does not fit with what America is. Socialism does not fit with what America is. Not even close. America is about the individual. Individual freedom and liberty. Accountability to yourself, not to the government. My freedom is not derived from the government. My freedom is God-given. My inalienable rights come from a higher power. They are not given to me by people. And so when you look at socialism, it is not consistent with who we are in any way. Not in the way that it's being expressed in the Green New Deal, for example. It doesn't fit the American experiment in self-government, which is supposed to be economic freedom and limited government. My next guest, Jerome Siegel, chairman of the newly established Socialist Party, the Bread and Roses Party of Maryland. Jerome, welcome to the conversation.
Hi, glad to be with you.
So how does socialism fit with America insofar as America is a country built on individualism, accountability, small
right.
government?
Well, what we represent, I call it sort of the new socialism, and it leaves behind certain aspects of socialism, such as nationalization of industry, or eliminating private property, or a planned economy, and so on. What our outlook really focuses on is a reformulation of the American dream.
What does that mean?
Pardon?
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, rather than it meaning that everybody gets rich, or we all try to make it to the top, or something of that sort, we formulate it this way, to live a life of a modest but decent and secure income that you get through meaningful work, but with lots of leisure.
That sounds like the same. That sounds like the same nonsensical.
That are most important,
Jerome. That is the same nonsensical gobbledygook that has been sold to us as socialism in years past. It's failed 100% of the time. What's wrong
actually,
with Excel?
It's not at all. When it comes
it's
out,
it's exactly the same.
It comes out of all of our wisdom traditions. Every wisdom tradition, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, or even Islam, talks about too much emphasis on money. In fact, the first laws of religion were something that mandated one day off from work, the Sabbath. So, and the United States, the Puritans actually had anti-consumption laws, and there were the Quakers and Thoreau. So what we're talking about is actually a simple living tradition that that has deep American roots in our culture and actually in our institutions.
Thoreau was just another wildly leftist individual. Here's the thing. Hold on. Stop. You know, this whole thing about, you know, living at a certain level and so on and so forth. You're talking about the redistribution of wealth. You are. You're talking about taxing the rich. I mean, that's let's read between the lines and be honest about what you're talking about, Jerome. That's correct, right? I mean, you couldn't get to what you want.
It's not at all between the lines. It's a question of what we offer, I think, is first of all, a different account of where we should be heading. And that's what the new American dream or new formulation of the American dream is. And we actually found that in polling, when I ran for the U.S. Senate seat here in Maryland, we found actually that 74% of people of Maryland Democrats, which are most people in the state, actually embrace the kind of dream that we were talking about, and actually don't believe what a lot of people seem to think the American dream is, which is to be in the top 10% or the top 1%. That's actually not what people.
That's not what the American dream is. The American dream is working hard to direct your own life. That's what it is. Maybe you're financially successful. Maybe you're moderately successful. But pursuing your own dreams, that's what it is.
Where's that supposed to lead to working hard? If the working hard doesn't result.
But it does result. In fact, Brandon, hold on. Hold on, Jerome. Stop. See, I have to bring him down. The fact of the matter is 78% of Americans polled just recently believe they've either achieved the American dream or they will. 78%, Jerome, it's not a small number, believe they have achieved or will achieve the American dream as laid out. What's wrong with that?
You know, there's a difference between between, you know, you can ask any question you want, but when people reflect on what's really valuable in life, let me tell you, the wisdom of our society is captured in the bumper sticker. Nobody ever died wishing they spent more time at the office. And a lot of people come to recognize when they think about it that they haven't been living as good a life as they wish they had. And the connection that we make, basically, is between a lot of things that people understand on the personal level and the question of public policy. In other words, the kind of objectives that we're talking about, typically people deal with them through self-help literature. And you go into any bookstore.
I have no idea what you're even talking about, Jerome. I mean, what are you talking about? Hold on, stop, Jerome, please. What are you talking about? We're trying to figure out, you're talking about self-help books and a bunch of nonsense. The wisdom of America, let me tell you what it is that I don't have to buy into your nonsense. That's the wisdom of America. And you're trying to, you know, think that you have a better plan for everybody. You think you can plan for everybody. No,
I'm not talking
you can't.
About political freedom. I think we probably share that. I'm not trying to force you to do something. I'm not trying to force Americans to adopt
the
American dream. What I'm talking about, actually, is having a society that, for people who do have the kind of American dream that I think most people do have, and I think...
Well, you're wrong. Most people don't have that belief.
...to make it easier for people to fulfill it. So it's not a question of taking away somebody's freedom. It's basically increasing, you know, our ability to successfully pursue happiness. We talk about the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration of Independence, but the American dream isn't just to pursue it. It's actually to achieve it. And many of the structures of our society impede the ability to successfully
like
achieve
what? Give me one example. Give me one example of what impedes our ability to be successful.
If by success what you mean is being able to both have a good deal of leisure and to live a decent life, one of the things that impedes it is that it's extremely costly in the United States to meet core needs. And so one of the reasons...
No,
that
it's
most
not.
Americans,
that's absolutely... But that's absolutely absurd and wrong.
So expensive.
It's absolutely absurd. Food is cheap in America. Energy is cheap in America. Transportation is cheap in America. That's absolutely... That's profoundly wrong.
Right, you're wrong about other things. Absolutely right about food.
You are absolutely profoundly wrong, Jerome. I'd sit here...
And clothing is a success story. But you want to know, like you mentioned, transportation. You have to think historically, okay? 100 years ago... People worked 6 months of the year just to put food on the table.
All right, listen, Jerome. Today, listen, I I'm up against a hard break here. I would entertain your mental illness longer, but I don't have the time. Drop him down. The fact of the matter is, it's just the same old thing repackaged. We'll dictate how you do, and we'll tell you how things are going to be. It's just repackaged nonsense. It's not a different kind of socialism. It's the same damn thing with a different bow on it. And I would sit here and entertain Jerome's mental illnesses, but I've got other things to do with the rest of my day. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills, but DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money means more business is making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. so I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.